Today's passage is Luke 1, 39 to 45. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Today's passage is pretty short, so an early heads up that this devotional will also be pretty short. We're looking at another part of the narrative leading up to Jesus' birth. Remember what we just read yesterday. The angel Gabriel visited Mary and told her that she had found favor with God, that she would conceive a son to be named Jesus, who would be great and establish a kingdom that would last forever. Gabriel also mentioned that her relative, Elizabeth, was 6 months pregnant. So Mary goes with haste into the hill country. My study Bible notes that she indeed went with haste because Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, and a later verse in this chapter says that she stayed 3 months with Elizabeth, and that was before Elizabeth gave birth. So she must have left right after Gabriel visited her. Mary hurries over to see her relative, who was barren before, and upon greeting her, Elizabeth's baby, John, leaps for joy in her womb. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaims loudly that Mary is blessed and that Mary is carrying her Lord in her womb. We've been reading about lots of miracles in these Advent devotionals, and this in itself is a miracle, another event that could only happen with God involved. Through the Holy Spirit, John leaps for joy in his mother's womb. And through the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth recognizes that John is jumping for joy because Mary is blessed for being the mother of Jesus. There's nothing so far in the narrative that suggests that Elizabeth knew that Jesus would come through Mary. In fact, Mary shouldn't have been expecting at all, as a virgin who was betrothed. Yet the Holy Spirit empowers Elizabeth to realize that John was jumping for joy at the arrival of Jesus. Just like Gabriel called Mary, "O favored one," previously in the passage that we read, Elizabeth is able to call Mary blessed multiple times. Mary is blessed to carry Jesus in her womb, and she is blessed by believing that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Mary accepted the words from God that she would conceive as a virgin. In the verse right before this passage, she responds to Gabriel saying, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the fact that she rushed over to see Elizabeth meant that she believed what God said about her too. Mary believed what God said about Jesus, and therefore, she was blessed. Today, let's pray for the Holy Spirit's filling for us and for those around us, to recognize that Jesus is Messiah. We can go through all of these Advent devotionals that point to Jesus as our Lord and our humble King, but without the Holy Spirit, these can just be words or facts that do not affect us. But let's pray that, like John and Elizabeth, we would respond to Jesus properly, that we would recognize his greatness and be filled with worship and joy. All throughout these first couple chapters of Luke, the Holy Spirit empowers people to really believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the King. We won't go over the passages in Luke 2, where Anna and Simeon, older people who have been waiting to see Jesus all their lives, they finally get to see him as a baby, and they proclaim that God has kept his promises to them. They are also examples of the Holy Spirit working in their lives to recognize Jesus as Savior. Perhaps we need a fresh perspective from the Holy Spirit to appreciate again how good this good news of Jesus is. So let's pray for that today. And also let's be praying for those around us too, to be blessed by believing in Jesus as well. We can pray for friends or family members to invite to the Christmas Eve service tomorrow, who may not have a personal relationship with Jesus at the moment. Reminder that the service starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on Christmas Eve, and there'll be Christmas songs and performances and a short message by Pastor Barry. Who are people that you can invite and pray for? As we see in this passage, when the Holy Spirit works, when people believe what is said about Jesus, they are blessed. So let's ask God to work in our lives and those around us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage and just more signs that point to Jesus as the Messiah, as Jesus as Lord. Lord, and as John and Elizabeth were filled with the Holy Spirit to see who Jesus was even before he was born, Lord, we pray for ourselves and those around us that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that you yourself would be personally working in each of our lives to see who you really are, Jesus. Lord, we pray against any attitudes of we've heard this story before or just downplaying what happened. But Lord, help us to truly appreciate, Lord, what a gift this Christmas story is, this narrative that you came as a baby for us to ultimately grow up and to save us by going to the cross. Lord, we pray for fresh hearts, just a fresh filling of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.